have an attic that they could store stuff in, and and they wouldn't have to handle it all. But once it's tumbled down to the stock.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you know, when you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
It what?
When you first cut the hay.
You have to have it dried, and it's dried out and then stored.
How do you...
It'll ferment if it's, it isn't, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. Well, how do you dry it out? What do you do?
With the sun.
You just lay it out in the field?
Mm-hmm, sun. See, it didn't have hot air to dry it like it is today in a different modern way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now you take the early days of rice, which is about as cumbersome as you could get when they just started raising rice in the South more than they did anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Once they got modern machinery and they shock a lot of it by hand the first time, and take the grain and shake it like that to get rice off. Now they got combines and everything to do it with. See the rice.
It seemed like I heard there used to be blowers.
Yeah.
Did they used to have blowers for hay?
Yeah, you know, warm air to dry them out. Now, see, they can store it now, and you don't have to say you depend on the weather to do it.
Mm-hmm.
See, all they had was sunshine and no sunshine to operate with them.
Sunshine, maybe a little dry wind.
Yeah.
Well, what about the cows? Are they always kept in the barn, or were there special barns for cows, or were there special other places for cows, or what?
Well, he didn't, they kept them mostly in the same barn, because on a different side, they didn't, on one side of the cow and left side of the horses, see.
Mm-hmm.
It was stalled in them, when they're going in each, you know, and you milk them in these stalls, and they bring them inside to milk them, then milk them outside, because the weather's bad, they just milk them and turn them loose.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't come at their own leisure, see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call the little place where they were milked?
Milk shed, where they kept the milk.
Well, did they take them out to a special shed and milk them, or did they milk
them? No, they had it in their stalls in the barn. They'd go out there. They didn't have a special, except undercover. They milked them undercover. And a lot of times, mm-hmm. on hot weather, they'd milk them in the shade under a tree or something.
Yeah. Well, would they ever pen them down or whatever when they milked them so that...
Well, they tied them. They were had a halter on a lot of them. Some of them didn't. Some of them were... Horses, some of them got put in ash sometime, kicked the bucket over, made them against, push against a wall or something. They had to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the cows had a temperament, see, and they made different. Then they had the milk sheds, a cool place and underground where they kept cool before they got ice or anything. Mm-hmm. Then they lowered down in the well, see,
mm-hmm.
and let it keep as much as it could.
Mm-hmm.
That was for the days of ice boxes or anything else. And your ice boxes and ice didn't come along until transportation went through. Learn how to make ice, see.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the early days, a person, a plant or freezer, where they cut that ice and store it away and keep it as much as they could underground, see, where the heat couldn't get to it.
Did you ever collect ice in the winter? And
they did in those days, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, man,
I mean, from the pond or the river.
Had time to do it and ingenuity.
Mm-hmm. 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 Well, would there ever be a special shelter or enclosure for the horses? Were they ever kept in a special place?
Well, they didn't segregate them. They except the horses stayed together and the cows stayed together. They didn't mix up under one roof.
Yeah. Well, what about the hogs? Where were they?
The hogs, they had a hog shed for them, and they stayed in mud pile pond mostly, see. They played in mud water.
The mud pond?
Yeah, they just stayed in the water. They had a hole about 2 foot deep.